The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Posting on Truth Social, former President Trump saying he'll provide running commentary as President Biden delivers his State of the Union speech tonight.
White House officials say the president will use his primetime address to make the case for rebuilding the economy, lowering prescription drug costs, and defending abortion access. With an eye toward the general election, Mr. Biden will lay out the sharp differences between his policies and Donald Trump's. Most Americans have doubts about the president's age and mental fitness and likely will be closely watching his performance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressman Chip Roy says he will be closely watching Mr. Biden tonight. The Texas Republican says Biden open border policies have done great harm to the country, importing deadly drugs and criminal illegal aliens.
He is responsible for the death of Lake and Riley and those that have died at the hands of the people he, by his decisions and Alejandro Mayorkas' decisions, have released into the United States in violation of our laws.
GOP critics lambaste the president for insisting for more than 2 years that the border was secure and there was no crisis, and then suddenly declaring a crisis, claiming he did all he could to address it, then trying to blame Republicans. Also at SRNNews.com, Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill protecting IVF providers and patients from legal liability. This follows an Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos possess the same legal rights as children. It had a chilling effect on in vitro fertilization services in the state, with several providers putting their services on hold. A drive-by shooting at a city bus stop injured 8 high school students, at least one of them critically, in Philadelphia. The hunt is on for several gunmen who carried out yesterday afternoon's attack. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are 20 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 61 points. This is SRN News. Hostility against churches in the U.S. is on the rise.
According to the Family Research Council, at least 915 acts of hostility against churches occurred between 2018 and 2023. FRC's records show types of acts include vandalism, arson, gun-related incidents, bomb threats, and more. Last year alone, there were 436 incidents, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than 8 times the number in 2018. FRC says the findings suggest that hostility against churches is not only on the rise, but also accelerating. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israeli archaeologists have unearthed a rare 1,900-year-old coin. The Israeli Antiquities Authority says the coin was discovered near the Dead Sea. It features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eliezer the Priest in ancient Hebrew script. On the reverse side of that coin was a cluster of grapes with the words, Year One of the Redemption of Israel. SRN News. A whale thought to be long gone from the Atlantic shows up off New England.
Scientists have confirmed the presence of a gray whale off the Nantucket coast that went extinct in the Atlantic Ocean 2 centuries ago. It's an exciting discovery, but one they say illustrates the impact of climate change. Researchers with the New England Aquarium in Boston found the gray whale while flying 30 miles south of Nantucket, Massachusetts. The whale typically lives in the northern Pacific Ocean, but there have been 5 observations of the animal in Atlantic and Mediterranean waters in the last 15 years, according to the aquarium. I'm Julie Walker.
Chewing gum makers trying to revive flagging sales. Mars, which owns a 133-year-old Wrigley brand, trying to reposition gum as a stress reliever and concentration aid, as well as a breath freshener. More details, SRNNews.com.